Hi there, 通勤家族，新的一年想要提升英语力吗？除了每日可以跟着我 John 老师跟读与朗读世界时事趣闻，还可以每周在 Clubhouse 上我们通勤学英语直播室上做英语练习与互动，伴随你的英语学习 Podcast 就在通勤学英语。 Let's start your daily shadowing。Britain's rules of succession for a new sovereign. Queen Elizabeth, Britain's monarch for more than 7 decades, died on Thursday last week, aged 96. The following is an explanation of the rules of the British court regarding the accession of a new sovereign and a description of the powers and responsibilities of the monarch.Under the British Constitution, a sovereign succeeds to the throne the moment his or her predecessor dies, before even being proclaimed to the people, and there is no interregnum. The new monarch is officially proclaimed king or queen by a special body called the Accession Council, to which members of the Privy Council, a group of several hundred selected royal advisers, including members of the cabinet, are summoned.A full Privy Council session is only called on the accession of a new sovereign or when the monarch announces an intention to marry, an event of great importance given the hereditary basis of the monarchy. Also invited to attend the Accession Council, which proclaims the new sovereign, are the Lords Spiritual and Temporal, that is, bishops of the Church of England who sit in the House of Lords,together with the secular peers of the realm, and high commissioners from Commonwealth nations. The sovereign's coronation, in effect just a formal ratification procedure, follows the accession after an interval of mourning. Queen Elizabeth II was crowned in June 1953, 16 months after George VI died.The coronation takes place at London's Westminster Abbey in the presence of politicians, eminent public figures, and representatives from countries around the world. The sovereign reigns by grace of the 1701 Act of Settlement, which lays down the rules of succession, decreeing that only Protestant descendants of a granddaughter of James I of England, Princess Sophia and Electress of Hanover,can take the throne. Until a new law in 2013, being married to a Roman Catholic also barred a royal from a place in the line of succession. However, a Catholic can still not become monarch. The 2013 legislation also removed precedence being given to the male line, meaning that any royal born from October 28, 2011 would not be discriminated against in succession to the throne based on gender.Traditionally, the sovereign is held to personify the state, which he or she heads, and to symbolize a common link between the countries making up the United Kingdom. In law, the sovereign is head of the executive, an integral part of legislature, head of judiciary, commander-in-chief of armed forces, and supreme governor of the Church of England. In reality,he or she rubber stamps government decisions and reigns through the will of Parliament. The monarch summons and prorogues Parliament and invites the leader of the political party which has won a general election to be Prime Minister and form a government. The British sovereign is also head of the Commonwealth of Nations, which grew out of the British Empire, and head of state of 14 other countries. These are Antigua and Barbuda,Australia, Bahamas, Belize, Canada, Grenada, Jamaica, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Solomon Islands, and Tuvalu. The monarchy is Britain's oldest secular institution, with the royal family tracing its ancestry back to William the Conqueror in 1066, and even to Egbert of Wessex, generally recognized as the first king of the English in the year 829. The sovereign is addressed as Your Majesty. Queen Elizabeth's official title was Her Most Excellent Majesty Elizabeth II, by the grace of God of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and of her other territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友，同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。